Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever. And the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 40% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, good morning.
As we proceed to give you what you need. Tuesday, baby, Tuesday. Just like that. Monday's over. It's September 17th. Monday Night Football ends. The Falcons. Raheem Morris. You like that? Jake Cousins' cousin. Bijan. Drake London, who I drafted instead of drafting Mike Evans in fantasy, and it's been bothering me. But with all of the injuries to top fantasy draft picks, him scoring tonight, cool. A.J. Brown is hurt. Isaiah Pacheco is hurt. Cooper Kupp is hurt. Puka Nacua is hurt. Christian McCaffrey is out for weeks. I don't have to go on. You guys know. Everybody's hurt. And a lot of these guys are underperforming. And just across the NFL, passing yards are down. Passing touchdowns are down. Rushing yards are up. Is there a shift in this NFL? Are we going back to the running backs being the guys, putting up the points, toting the rock? Or is quarterback play just not what it used to be? With Ben Roethlisberger and Phillip Rivers and Drew Brees, Tom Brady, Peyton Manning, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers still doing it. Aaron Rodgers still doing it. And what I loved about Aaron Rodgers in this game, spreading the ball around, obviously won. But then afterwards, telling us about it. I mean, he only threw for 176 yards. But there were 8 different receivers. And when he told you, like, Breece Hall told me, hey, if there's a linebacker on me, throw me a go ball, throw me a fly route. Jets fans are going from Zach Wilson stoning plays. If you've listened to me, I said he would stone a play, kill a play. Like, just no creativity, no compete. Up is not there, literally throw the ball into the ground. Now you have Aaron Rodgers out there playing backyard football with a ton of talent offensively around him. Boom, now you see Mike Williams. Boom, now you see Braylon Allen, who I was talking about Braylon Allen for weeks. They didn't show him in week one against that veteran 49ers defense. Kind of protected the baby. He is a baby. He's literally in the postgame talking about his nana could have scored. He's 20 years old. He set a record as well. He's the first or the youngest player to have a receiving touchdown, rushing touchdown in their debut. And the Killer Bees, him and Breece Hall, getting it done. Garrett Wilson, Alan Lazard, Tyler Conklin, Malachi Corley. Tried to get one to Jeremy Ruckert. And, you know, what I'm seeing with the Jets is like offensively now, it's funny how it works. Offensively now, the offense is coming around. And I do give credit to Nathaniel Hackett. Nathaniel Hackett's going to be better with Aaron Rodgers. Duh, anybody would be. But I felt like last year, they were cooked. They were cooked. Now, I feel like the Jets' offense, they have versatility. They can keep teams off balance. They're going to run a two running back set, have both Breece and Braylon in the backfield. That's going to have defenses on edge. And here we go. I know I said I thought they could start off 5-0, but there's a chance they can go 4-1. 888-808-1019. Not a blowout, not the most impressive game. But after you get your ass kicked on national television on Monday night, a short week, you're already on the road going to Santa Clara, California. Now you got to go to Nashville. A ton of Jets fans went down there to see him, and they did not disappoint. And you now have a quarterback, a top-level quarterback, like you haven't had in years. And Aaron Rodgers at 40 still looks very much like Aaron Rodgers. I'm telling you, he's just going to keep knocking off rust, building and getting better. Before we know it, it's already Tuesday. Before we know it, Thursday Night Football on Amazon Prime. 888-808-1019. Yeah, the Giants, that's bad. And the coach didn't make it any better. Man, I was putting out the video from Hard Knocks of Brian Daboll interviewing Jaden Daniels in the office, in Joe Shane's office, feet on the table. This guy, just the way he presents, he just seems extremely comfortable and confident when the record doesn't match that. The performance doesn't match that. And I want to go back a little bit because I don't think enough people are putting an emphasis on the new defensive coordinator, Brian Burns, who they invested $150 million in. This new defense that was supposed to be a strong, like the defense can't get a stop against Jaden Daniels, a rookie quarterback. The defense can't get them off the field. That's where you lose the game. That's where you lose the game. When you let them go 7-14 on third down, 1-for-1 on fourth down. When you let them control the clock. I remember that first game with the Niners and the Jets, and we were talking about the Niners having the ball for 38 minutes. How do you let the Commanders have the ball for 37, 32, almost 38 minutes in that game? The first drive, it's like, get them off the field. They can't tackle Jaden Daniels. It's funny. I said I took the Commanders because I just didn't think that the Giants could score more points than them. I just was like, how? And actually, the Giants did. You do see Malik Nabers is going to be one of those guys. He's one of them ones. 10 catches, 127 yards, a tud. Crucial drop. Crucial drop. I mean, I was trying to tell you guys in the preseason when everybody was calling me to say, did you see the videos from practice? I said, yeah, practice is practice. He's going up against his own guys. It's going to be a little different when he gets into the game, when they scheme, when like the Vikings have a plan against him. The Commanders don't have the personnel to really stop him, but he stopped himself with a drop. And I said he can only be as good as the quarterbacking, play calling, and players around him. 888-808-1019. But if you listen to the fan, folks on the fan have told you that Malik Nabers is better than 95% of the wide receivers he'll be on the field against. Hosts on the fan have told you that he's already going to be the greatest Giants wide receiver of all time. Just got to slow it down with that. I do respect the kid for coming out there and not just like shouldering blame, but like talking to the media and giving the media more than his head coach would, you know. Maybe he gave him too much because he said there was a point in the game where Daboll's asking him what play he wants to run. He said, Brian Daboll asked, what plays you want to run? I told him a couple plays, and he continued to call him as a rookie, it shows how much confidence they have in me. Yeah, you're the weapon, right? They got rid of Saquon Barkley, or they let Saquon Barkley leave, and they drafted you. Devin Singletary had a good showing, almost 100 yards, 16 carries, 95 yards, some good cuts. He's starting to get going. Daniel Jones, not for nothing, Daniel Jones. You can't be too mad at Daniel Jones. You know what Daniel Jones is. As Bryce Young gets benched today, and Daniel Jones catches a stray, because people say Bryce Young got 18 starts and got benched. Daniel Jones is about to start his 65th game. That's different. That's different. Daniel Jones has never really had a coach, never really had a chance, and they give him $40 million, he's got to play. But Giants fans called me up. It's tough to start 0-2. It is certainly tough to start 0-2. I think 10 out of the last 12 years, which is insane. Because as much as we talk about the Giants and their prestige, as much as we hype up the Giants and what they're going to be, how many people on a fan told you it was a lock that they would win 7 games this year? How many folks told you, oh, that over-under's too low? Oh, look at the weapons they have now. Oh, look at the defense now. Oh, the Brian Burns with Dexter Lawrence and Kayvon. They're going to get after people. Well, now you got to face the Browns, who are coming off a win. Their defense is tough. Then the Cowboys come to town. Then you got to go to Seattle, face the Seahawks. Then the Bengals. The Bengals, like, they're itching for a win, and they're going to be a tough out. The Eagles, who lost tonight, and now everybody's 1-1 in the NFC East except the Giants. Then you got to face the Steelers, who are 2-0, and then you see the Commanders again. Like, there's a shot for the New York Football Giants to start off 0-3, 4, 5, 6, 7, dare I say 8? 888-808-1019. And if that's the case, it's a Tank Dell, Tank Bigsby, Gervonta Tank Davis this year. Don't mess it up this year. Tank! And maybe reevaluate your situation here with the head coach. But I think they're safe. He's way too comfortable. Like, he coaches with his feet up. Everything he does with his feet up. He's relaxed. He's chilling. He's got it. He's the coach of the year from 2022. Don't worry about it. You know? He's not a doctor. He didn't know that his injured 37-year-old kicker, who was struggling in warm-ups, somebody literally hit me on Twitter, because I always use the phrase New York field goal Giants. I feel like in the last decade, that's like, they don't score touchdowns. They kick field goals. Graham Gano or nothing. But somebody hit me on Sunday at like 12:15, quarter after 12, and said they can't even be the New York field goal Giants. And Dan Duggan, who I have on a lot, who covers the Giants for The Athletic, he put out a tweet saying Gano didn't look comfortable at all during warmups, wincing after most kicks. He then cut his warm-up short and jogged off the field. Punter Jamie Gillian is now taking warm-up field goals. Who could have seen a kicker with a groin injury being a problem? And then, of course, the groin injury, well, if you have a groin and you can't really run and you're chasing down a kick return, it's a hamstring, then you're out. If you fail to prepare, prepare to fail. How do you not have, and if the punter isn't kicking all week, you're not prepared. If the punter is forced into duty there, and now Drew Locke has to hold, like, it's just so bad. This is the NFL. And didn't the Giants fire their special teams coach? Oh, yeah, they did. They always have these issues. Didn't they put a Dory Jackson back there to field punts? And then he got hurt? This happens all the time. Eric Gray back there. Sterling Shepard back there. How come they can't get the special teams right? 888-808-1019. It clearly cost you games. That should have been a win. They made history. They made history. They're the first team to ever do that, bro. And that's bad. That makes the fans check out. That makes the fans, I mean, the voice of Giants fans on the fan showed up with a bag on his head. When the Ravens are 0-2. The Bengals are 0-2. A lot of teams are 0-2. A lot of teams that people thought were going to be better than the Giants, let's say, are 0-2. The season's not all the way over. The Rams are 0-2. 888-808-1019. We'll talk about it. I see the calls loading up. I'm bringing it back around. The Make It Happen Mets made it happen tonight. You got to keep making it happen. You got to sweep. Never say die. Lindor, do it for Lindor. He'll be back. My neck, my back, my neck and my back. He'll be back. He'll be back. It's tough. It's tough. I just thought it was such a crazy fluke thing. I didn't want to believe it. Didn't want to believe it. I'm like, what's the one thing that could derail this team? Not having their MVP. I always tell you, pray for health with your teams. Pray for health. Lindor said he was praying on his way. And you know, the back thing, it's tricky. It's tricky. But he could wake up. He could get a good night's sleep, wake up, and feel good when it comes down to play the Phillies. But I'd go through the motions here without him against the Nationals. And I think this is the closest game that you'll face with the Nationals. Got to sweep them. And when you look at the standings, you feel all right. And when you're scoreboard watching like Sean Manaea said he was, you feel all right. 888-808-1019. And yeah, Yankee fans, I'm not going to harp too much on the Gerrit Cole stuff. I just thought it was like, I can't even say the P word. I just thought it was so soft. I'm like, bro, like this is a Cy Young. This is the reigning Cy Young winner. I don't know if Aaron Boone, it goes back to the coddling and the cool dad stuff. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. The bully that beat you up all these times. Oh, yeah. We're going to avoid him. We're going to avoid him. No. How about when you see that bully, square up with him. And if he gets you, okay, he's got you. But every time you face him, you got to face him. You got to face him until you get the best of him. You struck him out before. Like, see him again. This is compete time. This is tighten up time. This is prepare for the postseason time. And you're shook of a guy that's having a down year on a team that's not going to make the postseason? I'm telling you, I never turned a Yankee game off faster. And before I knew it, I got in the car and the score was like 7-1. I'm like, serves them right. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes. 888-808-1019. But, you know, they won the series. And nobody will care about that depending on what happens after. You know, nobody will care about the 575-75 Boston Red Sox, 12 games back from the New York Yankees. You know, Boston fans may try to throw that clip into the rivalry. But they won that one game. It didn't propel them. Cora is such a nerd, such a hardo. Like, bro, you just try to inject yourself into this, like, rivalry that's not there. The greatest rivalry in baseball is Yankee fans versus other Yankee fans. Not the Yankees versus the Red Sox anymore. 888-808-1019. So go out west, handle your business, have the travel day and off day, and do not get got by the Mariners. Do not get got by the Sacramento A's. You're three games up. You want to be, you know, two or three games up before the Baltimore Orioles come here and the next homestand begins. But all is well that ends well. That was just like, I'm telling you guys, I love the Yankees. I want the Yankees to get to the World Series. I've been building up equity at home, not going to these regular season games because I will be at every single postseason game. But, bro, they just scare me because I think they have the talent. I think the AL is super mid, but I feel like they're going to screw it up. They're going to screw it up. Oh, yeah, there's no lane for Jason Dominguez. He's going to play every day when he gets up here. So we're not going to bring him up. And then, you know, like it's just like they just do so many little things that I'm like, this is the sign of a team that is going to outmanage themselves. This is the sign of a team that's going to get there and make a stupid decision in the postseason, like pitching Davey Garcia for an inning, pulling him, putting Jay Happ in. Like they're just going to do something dumb like that. 888-808-1019, Rodon, Judge, Glaber, Austin Wells, Giancarlo Stanton, push forward. Push forward. We are almost there. All right, to the phones we go. Thanks for calling. We're loading up calls. Can't wait to talk to you. Like I said, I've been off since Friday, and there's just so much that goes on in a few days, and I listen to the fan all day, and I'm like, what else can I say that hasn't been said? I got to just say it in my own way. The Yankees are 7-3 in their last 10. They have 87 wins. They won the series, whatever. But I'm telling you, that... That bothered me, and it bothered me to see Lindor go down. That's the one thing that you can't have happen. It bothered me to see the Giants in a game where You don't even have faith in the offense. Now you're putting this offense in a position where they know they can't kick a field goal. They can't just, like, it's all or nothing. They can't get in a field goal position. They have to score a touchdown. And then when they score a touchdown, they know they have to go for two. You made it harder on yourself. And then, you know, the Jets, at least the Jets getting Braylon Allen going and moving the ball around and Aaron Rodgers really flicking it around and them kind of just, you know, fighting and battling. And the defense, too, getting turnovers, getting stops and, you know, getting some calls or non-calls and getting that first win. You feel better about that. Josh is in Passaic. What's up, Josh? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. How you doing?
I'm all right.
How's the weekend?
Good, good. You know, just trying to be a good dad, trying to be a good husband, and not putting myself first to go to games and sit in front of the TV. I'm like, all right, TV off. Let's go out. They just intentionally walked Rafael Devers. He stole second. This thing is unraveling, you know.
So, first on the Mets, Keith. I really thought I was playing like, you know, here we go. It's the Mets on 11-3, but after exploding in the ninth inning versus Toronto, they go 4-0 the next game. I'm like, we have it, and then they you know, they blow that game and the next game. I'm like, oh, and all of a sudden we're heading into Sunday Night Baseball, you know, a half game out. Braves just won the last two, but then, you know, a matter of 24 hours, Keith, we're a game ahead of the Braves right back there. You know, it's tough with Lindor. I didn't even realize how serious it was. I thought it was good. That it's good news that he's coming back. I thought once he, like, you know, attempted to play, it wouldn't be so bad. But I guess I was wrong. But Bumgarner looked great again. And listen, Iglesias, McNeil was doing better. But this guy proving that it's not just like, you know, like those guys that have just a pinch hit. That's when they play well. He's been playing well now the whole year.
Oh, this is a huge year for Iglesias. I mean, I can't say enough about the guy. The veteran leadership, you know, coming in, the hustle, you know, just playing a role, right? Splitting time. But then, like, even now, all right, we need you to lead off. All right, we need you to play shortstop. We need you to play second. And like, coming through tonight, the way he came through tonight, he has been a godsend for this team. And I don't think anybody had him on the radar to be what he's been in 2024 for the Mets.
And before I get to the Giants, well, actually a little bit on them. You know, I was still upset about the Malik Nabers play, but I was finally appeased by seeing Saquon's drop. Oh, they were set up for that. They'd run that play already. He got to the first down earlier. It was a good throw. They're going to pick up the win. They're going to go 2-0. But Barkley just drops it. Oh, there's only one thing left on the bucket list, but I'm not going to say it.
Why? Is it a Dallas Cowboys thing?
No, one thing left for Saquon Barkley to happen in Giants Stadium.
Well, we'll get there when we get there. Yeah, I just thought that drop was just like, ha ha. You know, all the hype, man. From week one to week two, we see things that happen in week one. And, you know, but how many people probably bet Saquon Barkley 3 touchdowns, 2 touchdowns tonight? They said the most bet prop was Saquon Barkley anytime touchdown. And, you know, that drop, I see people like, they should have ran it. I'm like, the play call was there. That's on Saquon. He didn't have his hands right, drops it. That leaves the gate open. And you like that. Kirk Cousins and the Falcons come back to win in Philly to shut all those fans up. They were rocking for a little bit. They did all that stupid Jason Kelce coverage. They had Nick Foles come back. Bozos. L. Hold that L.
Thank you. So what happened to your Cowboys? Ooh.
They're frauds. They're the same frauds they've always been. I try to tell y'all. I'm like, what did I say? I'm like, I can't get so hype off of week one. Everybody knows it's about what happens the rest of the way. I mean, I just knew. I bet on it. FanDuel gives you 100% profit boost on a team that you can pick money line. Out of all the games, I picked one team to use that 100% profit boost on. The maximum wager was 25. I put the 25 on the Saints to beat the Dallas Cowboys because I knew. I'm like, okay, these guys have already been crowned. Dak got paid last week. They beat Deshaun Watson and the Browns. Deshaun Watson and the Browns aren't anything to write home about. But since they beat Deshaun Watson and the Browns and they had a punt return touchdown, they had sacks, they had interceptions, Dak didn't play that great. The offense didn't roll them. They have no run game. Like, I'm like, they're going to get God at home because it's going to be all of this hype of Jerry World, the home opener, and people just thinking they could roll out of bed and beat the Saints. And the Saints, they seem like they're healthy and they're on a war path. Alvin Kamara, Rashid Shaheed, Derek Carr is in his second year looking like a complete different guy. Their defense, I knew they were going to get got. I knew they were going to choke. They're choke artists, they're frauds. That's what the Dallas Cowboys are. The big D is for big disaster waiting to happen. They're a big disappointment.
Keith, are you turning into Evan Roberts betting against your own teams?
No, it was just an easy call to make. I looked at all of the teams. I thought about betting the Patriots money line at home. Glad I didn't do that. It wasn't an emotional hedge. It was before the game. I just knew straight up they're America's team to laugh at. And everybody could not wait to say, just checking to see if y'all still them boys.
And Keith, with the Giants, I should have been right. I called you last Thursday night. I was wrong about saying it should be double digits. But if they had a normal kicker, they should have won that game. They had that drive. And the defense has got to play better. You look around the league, there's teams like the Steelers, the Chargers, that aren't playing good offense. Yeah, they're still picking up wins. The Raiders picked up a win. There's many of these things. The Patriots almost got a second
win. Can't lose
win.
That game. You absolutely can't. Brian Daboll and the Giants found a way to lose that game. Their defense could not stop them. Their defense could not get them off the field. They had a kicker that was not going to miss. You couldn't get turnovers. You couldn't get stops. How many what? How many first downs?
Third and 10 plus.
They were 50% on third down. 7 of 14.
And the long ones every single time.
I mean, Jaden Daniels, I said, ain't no stopping him, whether he's running it or throwing it. That is just like, it's just simple things, right? You need a backup for every player on the field. If you know a guy is hurt, he was on the injury report Saturday, he was going through his warm-ups hurt, not only should the punter be ready to go, the punter should have been practicing all week. And then I had the thought, like, I know every NFL team, I know in high school we did this, practiced our two-point plays, but there should have been more emphasis on your two-point plays if you know that's what you're going to do in the game, and you don't have Saquon Barkley. Like, your two-point plays, I mean, Dan Jones missed one. I think it was Darius Slayton. He was there. The ball was off target.
Thanks for taking my call, and I have a great night. Let's hope the Mets explode for 10-plus runs tomorrow. Thank you.
I mean, maybe 10-plus runs. You don't need 10 runs. They need, what, 2 runs to win the game tonight? Just sweep the Nationals, and then I think you're in a good spot for when the Phillies come to town. But, yeah, it's just demoralizing. Like, as a fan base, you go from the home opener 100 years celebrating the New York Giants where Sam Darnold and the Vikings come in, and they embarrass you right away. Right away. And so you think that going down to FedEx Field and facing the former Deadskins, a team that Daniel Jones has played better against, a team that the Giants have been able to beat, you'd think that with the rookie quarterback and his first home start, you'll be able to get that one. And you come out, and I don't know, man. It's just, they found a way to lose. They made history. The first team in NFL history to score 3 touchdowns, allow no touchdowns, and lose the game in regulation. Robbie's in Lennox. Robbie, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's going on, Keith? How are you?
Thanks
for taking the call. You know, Keith, I've been a Giants fan since 1972. And before I talk about the Giants, I just want to say tonight's game was wonderful. Watching Saquon drop the ball and watching the Dolphins win.
We all needed it.
Absolutely. It was like therapy. And let me tell you something. Nick Sirianni blew that game for the Eagles. You have to kick the field goal in the first quarter. You take the points in the first quarter because you know at the end of the game, it comes back to haunt you.
Yep, he sucks. Jalen Hurts sucks. They're so overhyped from getting to the Super Bowl a couple years back. But, yeah, go on.
I know that Saquon dropped the ball, but I would have run it twice because I would have run it on third down and fourth down. You don't even give the ball back to the But I give Kirk Cousins a lot of credit, but that was ridiculous. No timeouts, and you let them go down the field in 5 seconds. Anyway, about the Giants. Okay, listen. I mean, there's so many things that are wrong with this team. I'm so embarrassed. I mean, I go back to the 70s. Even when the team sucked in the 70s, okay, they still had good defense. The defense is so embarrassing. You have 215 yards on the ground. You're over 400 yards to a team like the Commanders. It's just embarrassing. I mean, It's the talent. Look, to me, you know, Dable, I got problems with Dable. Please, can we stop with the coach of the year crap and all this other garbage? The Giants had the easiest schedule in the National Football League 2 years ago. They had a Mickey Mouse schedule, and they beat the 24th worst defensive team in the NFL on the road. Whoopee-doo. I mean, this the talent level on this team. Only the last time the Giants had an all-pro linebacker. I mean, tell me the last time the Giants had a good defense. You know, to allow a team to, like the Commanders, Keith, to not force a punt the entire game is ridiculous. If they would have forced one punt, they'd probably win the game.
That's the other
ridiculous.
That's the other funny part, too.
Joe Shane. I don't know.
It's incredible. It's just like you can't predict this stuff.
You can't make it up.
They found a way. Thanks for the call, Rob. They kicked the hell out of the ball. Austin Seibert. But they didn't have to punt. This guy's drilling field goals to beat you. 7 of them. That's a franchise record. That's how you lose that game. Dable was pissed after the game. You should be. Because that's an ugly one. And now the rest of your schedule, it gets really challenging. And he shouldn't be mad at people doing their job, asking about his job. Like, it's going to come up. He shouldn't be mad at people asking about, you didn't think he could hurt his hamstring or just anything with a hurt groin. Fail to prepare to fail. They were not prepared. And that is you can't overlook that. No, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. Any level of football, you have an old kicker that you know is hurt. He was hurt last year where you had issues with this. How do you not elevate a guy? How do you not have your punter kicking all week? How do you not have Drew Lock? I don't know. You got. And that's how it works. Any given Sunday. 888-808-1019. Taking your calls on the Jets, on the Giants, on the Yankees.
Explaining football to the friend who's just there for the nachos? Hard. Tailgating from home like a pro with snacks and drinks everyone will love? An easy win. And with Instacart helping deliver the snack time MVPs to your door, you're ready for the game in as fast as 30 minutes. So you never miss a play or lose your seat on the couch or have to go head-to-head for the last chicken wing. Shop game day faves on Instacart and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 grocery orders. Offer valid for a limited time. Other fees and terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Thanks on the Mets. Keith McPherson on the Fan. BRB.
When this happened, you talked about it on the Fan.
Swung on. There goes. Deep left. It is high. It is far. It is gone. Number 62 to set the new American League record.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the Free Odyssey app.
FM, The Fan in New York. Earlier Tuesday morning, Keith McPherson on The Fan. Let's get back into it. 888-808-1019. Talking Yankees, Mets, Giants, Jets. And yeah, it was all a dream for the Met fan, right? It was all a dream for the Met fan to get to the postseason this year, for this team to be a postseason team. If the season ended today and the postseason started tomorrow, you're in there. And as I, you know, look at my notes and things from today, you know, the grimmest thing I just think is just, I don't know. You can laugh at it. You can say it's whack or whatever. I think it's funny. I think it's well played. I think McDonald's, obviously, they're a huge brand. They have completely leaned into it. It's marketing. It's something that kids like. It's something that you will literally remember forever as a Mets fan, that baseball fans will remember forever. And they brought him back today and they won. They debuted his seat and they won with a walk-off. So the special season continues. If they were to put together a 2024 Mets highlight for all, the, like, they have walk-offs, they have terrible moments, they have great moments, they have the grimmest stuff. Whether you know, think that doesn't have anything to do with baseball or not, it doesn't matter. It does. It's part of the theme of this year. And, you know, theme tonight, Sean Manaea goes out there again. 7 innings, 4 hits, 1 earned run, 6 strikeouts. Going into the postseason, you feel pretty good about him. And even though the bullpen blew it over the weekend, I think you do overall feel good about Jose Buto, Edwin Diaz, Reed Garrett, Phil Maton, a couple other guys. Like this bullpen got completely remade and revamped. I mean, a young guy like Luis Angel Acuna Jr., I was just watching a clip of how many putouts he had, how many times the ball came his way. This is a guy that as a young kid could get flustered in the moment. Like, I don't know how many times I see Anthony Volpe, a young guy. It's not that young in his career. Bobble a ball, not make those plays. This guy was on it. He's pretty sure-handed. Good to have him right now when you don't have Lindor, who's also sure-handed. But, yeah, Starling Marte missed some time this year. Now you're there, right? You're a guy that's supposed to be a star in this league. You're a guy that's been there, done that. Come through. 888-808-1019. Without Lindor, the other guys that get paid the big bucks have to get it done. The end. Sean Manaea is probably your best signing from this year. And a couple years back, you signed Starling Marte, and everybody's excited about that. So the Mets win. The Mets right now are in the third wild card, a game up. And you have the Nationals in your building the next 2 nights, where if you sweep them going into Philly, I think, you know, going into Philly coming here, going into the Phillies series at home, your chances are still really good and you'll need some help. But having the tiebreaker and, you know, scoreboard watching, that's part of it, man. This is it. This is the last bit of the season. In Paterson, New Jersey, John, you're on the Fan.
I just want to make a quick point about the Mets. So we keep on checking the Braves, the stands in the Braves. The Braves win, the Braves lose. How much are we up on the Braves? How much behind the Braves? But here's the thing that I learned about baseball following sports, that the Braves, they always find a way. Even though it looks promising, we're a game up, there's not so much left, the Braves are going to find a way. That we know for sure. We should really be keeping an eye on the Diamondbacks if we're going to catch someone to Arizona.
We don't know anything for sure. These are not the same Braves. You know, these Braves are running Gio Urshela out there. These Braves, they don't have some of their main guys. It's not a lock. I mean, I don't know what's up with the Dodgers, but the Braves have just lost two in a row. So, I mean, I wouldn't just proclaim that the Braves are definitely going to get it done, but I think you are correct when you look at the Diamondbacks, who you're only a game behind and you have the tiebreaker on. Anything can happen with them. They could cool off. They're 4-6 in their last 10. Just 2 weeks ago, it was like they could not lose. So this wild card hunt, I don't think you're just locked into the third position. I was saying, you know, before they, you know, before the Mets lost back-to-back games to Philly, when they blew Philly out the first game, I'm like, no, you take this series or take the next two, sweep the Phillies, like you could be, you know, right with the Padres. You could be right under the Padres, but you're in it. You're in the wild card hunt. You're not the Chicago Cubs right now, who are five games out. Thanks for the call, John. 888-808-1019. Mike is in Old Bridge. Mike, you're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, Keith? Good to finally talk to you. It's been a while.
I'm back, yeah, you know. Just,
yeah.
With Westwood anyway, One in the NFL, just, you know, they play these games. I don't get on until a little later, but I'm here.
Yeah, I get it. Had a parlay today. It was busted, of course. Saquon didn't score a touchdown.
They didn't
anyway.
Get me. I did not put a dollar on this game. I went to log in, and you know how they have those boosts? Like, Monday Night Football. I'm like, nah. I just knew. I'm like, this game's going to be whack. It's not going to have a lot of touchdowns. I don't trust either one of these teams.
Yeah. Well, good choice. Definitely was a surprise with Atlanta winning. Anyway, I was at the Met game today. Big win. We got a game lead in the wild card race. And I just wanted to give a shout out to Dr. Darius Paduke.
Oh man, I know where we were going with that. I dumped the Fleegs. And Dr. Darius Paduke, the ads that we hear, and then yeah, I don't know. Anyway, let's get back to some of the football conversation and the football calls. Alex is in Linden, New Jersey, on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, man? I don't even know how to follow that call. I don't know what was going on, man. But no, that's the kind of night I had, too. So I had a long night at work, Keith, and I just started my vacation this week, and I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna tap in here. I'm going to go to my local Applebee's and check out this last minute 55. I'll never forget it. It said a minute 55. I'm like, let me get in there and like just grab a beer real quick, right? And to see Saquon drop that ball, which he has done so many times as a New York Giant.
Oh,
Sean
yeah.
Marash was tweeting about it. I have seen that happen 8 to 10 times over the last 6 years. He's just not that guy. That's not – I mean, the guy's all-world, Keith. You know football. The guy's all-world, but he's never been a great pass catcher.
Yeah, nah. I've seen him – that pass go off his hands into the hands of DBs picked.
You've seen it.
I
know you've seen it.
Third downs not be converted from him doing that. He gets like...
Correct.
His hands weren't in the right position. That ball, his palm should have been out. His hand, I don't know. He like tried to turn his hands backwards and like cup it. Nah, I don't know.
With the Giants, it's almost like he was already thinking about maybe taking it upfield. Like there were a couple times where like... It was a house call. He would line up in the slot, come across the middle, and if he caught it, he was gone.
Got to catch it first. The play call was there. That's why I see everybody talking about running the football. Run the football. The run might have got stuffed. The run might not have been there. The play call was there. He didn't execute. He didn't catch the ball. So all of us Eagles haters feel good tonight. And I know you Giants fans that are looking at Saquon. Like, imagine if we had to watch two primetime games back-to-back where Saquon goes off. I mean, he had a lot of yards.
He was gonna too.
He had over 100 scrimmage yards, but he didn't get in the end zone.
Like you, I stayed away tonight. I just had a weird feeling. I don't know. I thought the Eagles were gonna win the game, but I stayed away from a lot of stuff tonight with the props and stuff because I really did think Saquon probably goes off again, and I don't even want to win money on that right now. I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna stay away. And then a quick comment about the Mets. Lindor's back would hurt because he's been carrying a polar bear for the last 5 or 6 months on it. So listen, that guy. Honestly, I hope he's okay because if Lindor's not okay, he's had a great year. He's probably the MVP in most years, other than Ohtani going 50-50. And I just hope I hope he plays because if he's out the next 2 weeks.
That's a terrible way for the season to end and for the story to end. And when we do know who's in or out, thanks for the call, Alex. Like, I just don't want it to be like what could have been if Lindor played the last, you know, what if Lindor's back didn't get hurt? And, you know, Frank the Tank flipping out, the season's over. It's the same injury David Wright had. Like, chill. He'll be back, but they can handle business against the Nationals in the meantime. Gordo in Point Pleasant on the Fan in New York.
Hello, Keith. Gordon McPherson, your cousin.
Oh, is that your last name, McPherson? That's a good name. Gordon McPherson.
M-A-C.
Oh, either way, that's a catchy name.
Hey, I was happy to hear the news on the way home from work about the Mets walk-off.
Yeah, 2-1
and
10 innings.
I saw a lousy game in Toronto, their only loss.
That middle game, right?
I'm still hopeful.
Or the first game, I forget. That game was a clunker. And
the
then
second
you,
game.
The second game, and then you got the, you know, Lindor homer to break open the no-hitter, and then that carried into Philly, and then, you know, Lindor goes out. You lose back-to-back games in Philly. But here you are with the Nationals. You got a sweep.
Yes, we do. And I'm still hopeful. I'm a little sketched about Diaz.
Yeah, I don't know. So, I don't know about Diaz either. I know he's got blown saves. I know he takes you on a roller coaster ride. But I just keep leaning into the fact that, like, none of these closers are that solid. Emmanuel Clase, Mason Miller, Tanner Scott. But, like, you know, at least you have a closer. At least Edwin Diaz has some nasty stuff where you do feel like he can go out there and get it done. And it's not going to be easy. It might not be 1-2-3. It might be a little bit of a roller coaster ride, but he's the guy. And they trust him. Mendoza's got faith in him. They're going to put him out there. Better than Clay Holmes.
I feel like Lee Smith, not that he's dead, I feel like Lee Smith is rolling in his grave when he sees Diaz blow those games.
What's he got, 6 blown saves? I don't know. I just feel like he's not that bad. I've seen him blow a save against the Diamondbacks, come back the next day, be lights out. He's just got to lock in. They're going to need him down the stretch, if you know, especially against the Phillies. They're going to need him down the stretch here, and if they make it to the postseason.
Absolutely. Thanks for the call. Let's go, Mets.
Gordon McPherson from Point Pleasant. Let's stay in Point Pleasant and go to Steven. Steven in Point Pleasant, how you doing?
Keith, man, how are you? Was it a good night tonight?
It was. I'm watching that game laughing. Like, no way are they about to let... They left the door open. They're about to let Kirk Cousins and the Falcons come back and win on their home opener. Saquon being the story with the drop.
I didn't even watch the first half. I watched the Mets game. Mets won. Braves lost. Eagles lost. And they... as the most embarrassed, the best fashion as a Giants fan that I can say. That was the best way them to lose that game.
And you know, Jalen Hurts is so overhyped. He adds another interception. When you look at, you know, now these first two games, he's got multiple turnovers, interceptions. You know what was weird about this game tonight? These refs were calling everything. They tried to call C.J. Gardner-Johnson with a helmet off penalty. His helmet fell off. They tried to flag him for that. Drake London scored, and I guess he did like an air gun. They flagged him for that. Jalen Hurts ran for a first down, spiked the ball. They called him for that. I'm like, they are calling everything in this game. A Monday night football game, nationally televised game, they're not letting the kids play. They're calling every single thing. The Eagles had 9 penalties for 53 yards. The Falcons only had 3 penalties. It seemed like more. I know some of them got waved off, but there was a ton of penalties in this game. Also in this game, A.J. Brown didn't play. And you probably heard me before leaning into just the injuries in the NFL. I'm telling you, yo, it is because they don't play in the preseason. And then they rev it up for week 1 and they play one game and their body doesn't respond the right way to it. And there's no treatment for that. There's no cold tub, no ice, no stim, no warmth. There's nothing that can just get you ready for NFL football games besides playing in the game. So these guys don't want to play preseason. And then they got to play their hearts out in week 1, week 2, and they're hurt. Jordan Love got hurt on the last play. Raheem Mostert hurt. They weren't sure if Achane was going to play. Kenneth Walker hurt. Deebo Samuel hurt. A.J. Brown, I said. Puka Nacua, I already said. Cooper Kupp, Christian McCaffrey. I'm getting ready for football to start on Sunday, and Evan Engram gets scratched. He, like, pulled a hammy in his warm-up. David Njoku hurt. Graham Gano hurt. Ray is in Brooklyn. What's up, Ray? You're on the Fan.
Yo, Keith, thanks for taking the call, G.
Yes, sir.
Absolutely, thank you. So check this out. I got something on Cole and something on the Giants. As far as Cole, listen, you're right. He is, you know, he's the B word, he's the P word. The Red Sox are probably yelling from the dugout. They can smell him from there. You know, like, listen, this guy is a straight coward. And you know what? There are a bunch of hypocrites on Twitter and even on this station as far as hosts and callers are concerned. All we hear all year is about how everybody's so tired. And I'm a Yankees fan. Everybody's so tired about Boone lying to us in press conferences. Then I spoke to Lugie the other day, so I actually spoke to him. And he's like, well, you know, Boone should at least lie to us during the press conference and not throw his starter under the bus. Yeah, I'm like, listen, you can't have it both ways, dude. You're the same dude screaming about you're tired of Boone lying to us. Now he gives you honesty, and you still throw him under the bus. So you can't have it both ways. Give me your feeling on that before I go on the Giants.
Yeah, no, it's just stupid, man. There shouldn't have been – I, like, throw him under the bus. There shouldn't have been any conversation about – Walking Devers, that's some shook one type of vibe. Like, in Yankee Stadium, you're worried about a 500 team. This guy, I don't care about that. How do they have the conversation and the catcher doesn't know this is coming? That's what I'm like. It was unnecessary, bro. It changed everything in that game. It changed the whole momentum. And now, what if Cole doesn't recover from this? What if he's mentally weak from this? What if he can't get right? Then that's going to change your fortunes. That's going to change your fate in October because you need that man to take the ball in game one every series.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know what? He is mentally soft that way. He doesn't like when the national anthem lasts too long. He doesn't like when it rains for 5 minutes. So we know that he is pretty much like, you know, like a guy who just piles it on. When things go awry, he doesn't have the fortitude and he does melt down. Now, you know, by and large, he's been good for us. I can't say he hasn't, but he has shown weakness when it comes to being, you know, mentally strong and stuff like that. As far as the Giants, Keith, look, I am so tired of Daboll and Shane walking around, especially during Hard Knocks with their feet up, acting like they've done something. Just like the quarterback, who everybody loves to kill, they've done nothing since year one. So, and actually, they started off 6-1 in his first year. They've been horrific ever since. That team has not been prepared since that 6-1 start. They were prepared to play that Philly playoff game they got smashed. They opened up the following year, last year, 1-6 or 1-5, didn't have a lead in a game other than the one they walked off on the Cardinals to, like, game six. They've been ill-prepared. He's changed the... Supposedly, we're supposed to have an identity, right? And it's supposed to be, you know, the coach is supposed to be tough and courageous and play to win, but he doesn't do that anymore either. Like, I listen, and Daniel Jones, I can't blame him for last game. I actually give him credit because, like, to face the hatred, the vitriol, you know, fans you know, following him, you know, and talking, like, you know.
He showed up.
He did really well. Yeah, yo, Keith, and he hit Slayton in the hands with 2-point conversion also that was dropped. And I love Malik Nabers. I think he's going to be great. You know, people shouldn't put him, you know, 95% better than everybody in the league right now. But I think he has that potential, you know, in the next year or two. But he has to catch that ball because Daniel Jones hit the game-winning jump shot on that. And Nabers pulled at James Harden and came him over and blocked his own teammate, essentially. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you have to catch that ball, man.
It's a game of inches. It's a game of inches. Thanks for the call, Ray. I honestly think, like, yes, Slayton could have made that catch, but Slayton had so much grass in front of him, behind him. Daniel Jones got to hit him in the chest. It's a 2-point conversion. It's not a far throw. There's high school kids that can throw that on the money every time, but they're a little skittish. There's added pressure. I tip my cap to Daniel Jones saying, I can't wait to go out and play well and win the game, and I think he played better. He took on the challenge. He knew, you know, the fans were upset. He showed up. And they found a way to lose. You know why? They made it harder for him. Yo, every drive, you got to go score a touchdown. Getting in the field goal range is not good enough. And when you do score a touchdown, you got to punch it in again from the 2-yard line. And nah, there's no Saquon to hand the ball to, pitch the ball to, throw the ball to in a little flat route. I don't know, man. It's just crazy how they approach that game. And it's also crazy how they approach everything as if they've got it made. And like Ray was just talking about with the identity of the team, what did I tell you? I said Hard Knocks made you know the identity of the team is Shane and Daboll. That's who the stars of the show were. And they better be right. They better be right not paying Saquon Barkley and investing that money into Brian Burns. Brian Burns, I watched at Florida State, and I saw him a little bit at Carolina. But now he's just not seeming to be the imposing force in 2 weeks that I thought he was going to be. The Giants' offensive line, though, investing in the offensive line, that made a ton of sense. You got a healthy Andrew Thomas back. John Jacob Jingleheimer-Smith was a good draft pick. Van Roten and Runyon and Illuminor. I saw something I clipped in my notes, Fireside Giants put out, that the Giants have the 6th best pass-protecting offensive line in the NFL over the first 2 weeks. No issues there with those guys. So investing in the offensive line made sense. But you invested $150 million in Brian Burns. He's got to be a game wrecker. He's got to be wreaking havoc, and he just hasn't yet. So is that on Shane Bowen? Watching the game on Sunday, I can't even watch these Giants games. They're like a waste of time when there's other games on, when the Jets game is on, when every other game was on at 1 o'clock. Yeah, like, I don't even care to sit here and watch these drives. But I'm thinking about Shane Bowen coming in, and I'm specifically thinking about Shane Bowen coming in from Tennessee as the Jets are facing the Titans, where he departed from, and the Titans obviously didn't care where he went. But if you remember last year, how it went down with Wink Martindale and Brian Daboll, and how, like, when Wink left, the way that they played it in the media, and Brian Daboll was kind of smug about it. Like, something rubs me the wrong way about how comfortable they are and how locked in they are that, like, this is their regime. And you heard in Hard Knocks Shane talk about, like, oh, you know, hopefully we're doing this for the next 10 years, talking to the GM at Carolina. The GM at Carolina should not be there for much longer. And these guys act like they're just locked in to be here for 10 years. Like, no, you got to win. And the Giants have had a revolving door of coaches. Why can't this guy be the next guy out? If he starts losing games, like finding ways to lose games, and doesn't start winning, 888-808-1019. Just think back. I know Giants fans know it every step of the way. Wink Martindale is definitely a better defensive coordinator than Shane Bowen, just based off the first 2 weeks. And Daboll wanted it his way. Wanted him out of there. Daboll said he would have traded up for Jaden Daniels. We got a break. 888-808-1019. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.